Some cat owners smell like absolute shit, and they don't realize it because they're so used to being cooped up with their 17 cats that when they go to join the society and they go out in public, they realize that, I mean, they think that everything is normal. Well, newsflash, it's not. You smell like a Portuguese cat house, like you're fucking disgusting. I had this one guy who got in my car. It felt as if all of his cats took a major shit into his mouth, and he had come into my car, and as soon as he started talking, the smell got worse and worse. I was like, why is the smell coming out every time he speaks? Like, you know, I didn't understand that, but it was definitely one of those nasty cat smells. And sure enough, the hair started flying around. So that was definitely an indication. And for sure, I already know the dog smell versus the cat smell. This is the same smell when they have those, you know, those cat stairs that they have inside of their house. And it gets old and moldy and just starts to reek, like, it's fucking disgusting. And we went only a mile and a half, but that mile and a half felt like an eternity because we kept hitting red lights after red lights after red lights, and it was traffic. Then there was a freeway intersection, so that mile and a half felt like a year and a half. So I had to hold my breath until we got to the grocery store, where he exited my car and got the 2 stars that he deserved. But let me tell you, like, everything was normal. This guy was on time, respectful, everything. So you would think he would get a 5-star. No, not in my world. If you smell like shit and you're the nicest guy in the world, you're getting a 2 stars. Because you fucked up. You have a bad BO and you don't realize it. That's your problem. I personally also don't like cat owners. I don't understand them. I don't trust them. I don't even like cats. I love dogs. Like I've mentioned before, I love dogs more than humans. But cats, I don't understand them. I don't want them near me. Like 98% of the cats are intolerable. 2%, they're cute. They're nice, especially the little ones. 2% of cats, they have dog's tendencies, so I understand, they're cool. But most cats, like, you have cats that the owner will be in a vacation for like a week, and then like the owner comes back and then the cat doesn't even come to greet them by the door. The dog will go insane for you to leave him a couple hours. The cats, they don't give a flying fuck a lot of times. So, and let me tell you this, they're way more intelligent than dogs. That's a given. But just because a person or a cat or an animal is more intelligent doesn't mean they're not a piece of shit. Like, they don't have a good personality. Same with humans. I've known a lot of intelligent people who are fucking assholes. They're selfish, they're piece of shit creatures that I would never want them to be next to me. And same with cats. Yes, they're way smarter than dogs. I'll give you that. The dogs are dumb as a fucking doorknob. They're one of the dumbest animals ever. But they're loyal. They have a good heart. So it makes you want to be next to them. Same with people. Okay? This was my cat story. I have a couple of previous episodes I've done about flying hair everywhere. I think that's the title. About cat owners. But yeah, guys, just get your shit together. Either take showers or make sure you keep your house clean. That's all I ask.